Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. You may have guessed it. Joining me once again from the beautiful Gunshine State of Florida, it is Think, Aim, Fire. That is with writer Lee Williams and trainer Bob Keller. The return of Bob Keller, as a matter of fact. Bob's been absent.
I think he goes by Commando now, not Trainer.
Yeah, right.
Commando.
Commando, yeah.
Bill never knows what to call me.
I know.
I have a question for you, Bob. But go ahead. What were you about to say there, Lee?
I would just say JSOC. JSOC veteran Bob Keller.
I don't know what is joint. What is it? Joint something operation something. What is JSOC?
I forget. I'll let Bob.
You had it right, and then command.
Yeah.
Joint Special Operations Command. Is that what it was?
Yeah, but I wouldn't call. I'd call me civilian Bob Keller.
Yes, proud civilian.
So what's up, guys?
I think that sort of understates a few things. If Lee's going to be investigative reporter and writer, then joining me now is investigative reporter Lee Williams and Bob. That makes it sound like you're a ventriloquist dummy or something.
I'm just a has-been nobody.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But
so what was the question, Bill?
Okay, so I think the last time you and I had spoken, that I was talking about how that I was in very heavy, I was very in a lot of thought, and I've been shooting a lot of the SIG P320, despite the fact that I have staccatos. And I was going to carry that because I had set up, I'd gotten a Icarus Precision lower frame, the aircraft-grade aluminum one, that has the same grip angle as the staccato. For this striker-fired gun. And then I'm shooting the gun the other day, and I discovered that the FCU, which is the supposedly the strong point of the modular design, was also the weak point of the modular design. Because after I put the frame on the first time, and mind you, there was no binding or anything on the frame. The frame was perfect. The FCU was making no contact with it anywhere. Except, you know, where it rested in the, I guess, in the cradle of the lower. First time I pulled the trigger just stayed back.
You mean stuck?
Stuck. Then I figured out how to get it loose, and then I put the magazine in, ran another round into it, pulled the trigger stays back. This time I stick my finger behind the trigger and pop it forward, and it does pop forward. And I found out through SIG, that this was a factory grade service that had to be done by them in order to get this fixed. And apparently this involves taking the FCU apart, which they offer no diagrams on how to do that for somebody like me to do it. And I said, fine, and I paid the $144, and I sent that to them. And they were like, we'd like for you to put it back in the stock configuration. I was like, well, you don't get what you want on that one, because you're the guys pushing the modularity, and I've turned it into a Legoland. So it needs to work the way I'm sending it to you. And they agreed to do that. And then I got it back, and before I even had it back, I had it sold. It's out of here. And now it's going to come down to as far as my – and I'll probably just alternate days, and it'll depend on what I'm wearing on any given day. But it's going to be between the Staccato C2 and a Terran Tactical Innovations Combat Master Glock 45 with a Timney trigger. The Timney trigger, I think, is very important because the Timney trigger is about as close as I can find with a striker-fired gun to a single-action trigger. Although I am leaning a lot here lately, the last few days, it's just been the Staccato C2.
No, what was the question? I thought the question was going to be about the CF.
No. I just wanted to know what, have you ever had failures of the SIG P320 when in your classes? I'm sure you've had people show up taking them with it.
So there's so many people coming through and so many different guns and so many different malfunctions. I honestly wouldn't. That one doesn't stick out, no.
Do you ever gun shame them when their gun malfunctions?
No.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. You could go to Bob's class with a Ruger Security 6, okay, or a Model 19 Smith & Wesson. It doesn't matter. And
yeah, that's kind well, of I think and I think it is good too. It wouldn't matter. It does any class you go to that has a pretty good round count. That's when you finally realize like what works and what doesn't.
Yeah. Well, what I found interesting about this is I made a video called SIG P320, You Broke My Heart. And I had some dude come through there who claims to have run 200,000 rounds through one SIG P320X Legion and 100,000 through another SIG P320X Legion, which that's about $45,000 worth of ammunition into these prices.
He's got some money.
But I mean,
if he's telling the truth.
You own a training enterprise. Do you keep 100,000 rounds on hand?
No.
I do.
You do.
I mean, if someone wants to send me 100,000 rounds, I will gladly keep that money on hand.
Yeah, but 100,000 rounds for Lee, that'd be like desk height, so he could use it to write on. He could put it on.
I need boxes all around my office.
Yeah. But, I mean, what is the likelihood of me having a guy watch my video who shot 300,000 rounds? I don't know if I've shot that many in my life, and I was in the military.
That's a hard one. That would have been my question. Where did you get the rounds from? Or how much? I mean, do you really buy that many?
Yeah, I would.
They kind of call Bolta, you know what, on that.
I did.
I can't say the other word, you know?
I know, and I appreciate that. I do. I appreciate that. But I just found that interesting in that this guy put it out there, and there was somebody else that got in a conversation with him after they had tried to shame me for the first thing that happened when that thing bound up was the only thing dude had available was in a spray form was WD-40. Which is not my first choice. Never going to be my first choice. But
yeah, right.
It is a lubricant, and I did think that something was binding up, so I pulled that FCU out and soaked it with that because that's all that was there. And Viola, it did work its way loose enough to start functioning then. Now, that didn't change my mind. It was gone at that point. That gun was gone. But as a matter of fact, I got rid of 4 guns over that. Because of that, because I just look at the FCU now as sort of a weak link. And I had all the other guys. Oh, of course, you've broken a spring by sticking it in that third-party frame. Third-party frame, gun malfunctions, duh. No, that wasn't the issue because I had 3 other FCUs that all worked in the gun. So, you know. Anyway, I just found that interesting.
Well, I think you got rid of a safe gun for no reason. You know, there's nothing wrong with having to manually reset your trigger every time.
Yeah, they used to call those, weren't those called single-action revolvers back in the day? That's what Clint Eastwood used to have to do. But I don't have a trigger to fan.
Yeah, exactly.
Coming up on the first break, Lee is the investigative reporter for the Second Amendment Foundation, for Armed American News, and for gunrider.substack.com. Bob runs a little business called Gamut Resolutions, where he teaches people to deanimate other people. I like that word, deanimate.
That's a good one.
We'll get back. When we come back, it's going to be Think, Aim, Fire. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom.
Truly the mechanical advantage.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and this is Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. And guys, I turn this over to you now. I've heard enough out of me.
We've heard it before.
We're going to geek out here a second. One of the guys I follow, or teams I follow on Substack, is called Open Source Defense. I highly recommend them. They're smart. It's not all about guns. This is a little bit about philosophy. Really good group. Well, they found something on a subreddit which is called JSOC Archive. And it's actually kind of a funny site because they post JSOC year porn and then they make fun of themselves for posting JSOC year porn. But one of the pictures that they posted was from 2016. It's a terrorist attack in Burkina Faso. And they got some JSOC guys from Bob's old unit and some French guys, French special operations guys. And they posted a picture of them and they took apart their gear. I mean, they went through everything these guys are carrying and wearing, from the Cry Precision plate carriers to the Opscore helmets to the holsters to the, I'm not kidding, to the tactical gunfighter belts and the Safari Land holsters and even the shirts they're wearing. And then they made fun of themselves for doing it. But what struck me about this photo is that, with the exception of the HK416s that they're carrying, everything they got, we could buy. Everything they're carrying and wearing, like I said, with the exception of the Select Fire HK416s, is something that's available to any of us if you want it. And I got to thinking, that's great to live in a country where you can do that, where none of this stuff is restricted. But two, are we too gear focused? We're too gear focused. I mean, we're too focused on, you know, what you're going to add to your helmet when, and I know you'll appreciate this, Bob, we should be focused on how to use this stuff.
Yeah.
On training. And I'm trying to come up with a ratio, you know. I would never tell anybody how to spend their money. I mean, if you want to go out and buy Opscore helmets and Cry plate carriers, good for you. Good on you. But I think me personally, I'm going to try and invest more in training and less in gear. And I think that's something that we should push. What do you think, Bob?
Yeah, I think we've always pushed that. When we were doing the podcast before.
But marketing out there, the marketing for the gear is just, it's there. It's everywhere. It's in your face.
Yeah, and I totally agree. You got to learn how to do it first before worrying about all the other stuff, which it does seem to be kind of the opposite. Everyone wants all the cool stuff, but they don't even know how to use it.
Right.
And are you ever going to be able to use it? So I would never say, just like you said, it's not a waste of money if you want it. And like, that's just something that you never got to do it as a civilian. You never went in the military, never got special ops. You always wanted to, so you want to have all the gear and run it. I totally get that. Cause I mean, I did that as a kid, right? I couldn't wait to use this stuff. The amount, cause I see it too, Lee. It's crazy. Like some of the stuff, like high end expensive stuff being bought. And it's kind of, you know, a good example is the airsoft guys. Which, nothing wrong with doing the airsoft and, you know, nope, getting it on that way. But I mean, the amount of money they're spending on gear to do that, it's crazy. But if that's your sport, that's what you want to do. I would never look down at people that come with a bunch of gear at my class. I think that's awesome, especially if they get to use it. But 100%, if you're asking me, like, but wouldn't you have to be, I don't want to say spend the money on training, like going to classes, but spend the money on ammo and the right, I would say the right primary gear, and then go to the range and learn how to, you know, so like spend your money on ammo and range time. And then, you know, if you want to take that step forward, yes, take classes from people. But that should be your number one priority if you're doing it for defense purposes. But I think a lot of people, it's not really about defense. It's about going out and having a good time, and they want to use all the stuff that they see on the internet and marketing.
Yeah, it's just you know, for me personally, any threat I face is probably going to be in the home, probably somebody I pissed off because I've written about them. But I'm not going to have time to put all that stuff on. And
true.
One, I would rather. I think I'm with you. I'd rather spend my money on training and ammo and range time.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I'm in a position where I get the best classes in the world. I don't have to pay for them. So I'll have to find somebody who's going to charge me other than you.
Can you recommend a good minimalist setup? If you're going, because I mean, if you're going to be involved in some sort of the stuff that you're
grab and go play carrier for sure, and then just your basic, like me personally, I don't, if I'm grabbing and going, if I did have enough time to grab a play carrier and I'm doing that, I'm still not going to like kit up, you know, I'm grabbing a spare magazine or two and putting them in my back pocket.
Right.
You know, if that play carrier has pouches and I have time to put magazines in the pouches, if they're not in there already, then I might grab more than two, but I mean, I'm literally grabbing one magazine, one the gun.
Well, I mean,
and it's going in the back pocket.
I know, Lee, I know that you have like a battle belt with suspenders set up, which is the kind of, it's like the 21st century LBE, which is what I wore when I was in the military. That's pretty quick to throw on, isn't it?
Yeah, and the only thing that's not in there is my handgun. It's got magazines for the AR, magazines for the handgun, and the handgun is in a special, you know, biometric safe that popped out in like 2 seconds. But yeah, it's quick to throw on, it's quick to throw off. I think we need to take a look. We, being the three of us, again, not telling anybody how to spend their money on, I mean, we as an industry are overemphasizing stuff rather than training.
Yeah.
And, I think that pendulum needs to swing back. We should be just as excited about talking about some new drill or new training technique as we are some new, plate carrier or, you know, dump pouch or mag holder or holster or whatever. But we're not, because we're all kind of, and you know, guilty as charged here. We're all addicted to the stuff.
I mean, you want the stuff. Everyone does. Nothing wrong with that. But I mean, look at all the stuff I've done. Look at all the stuff that I was able to have. And I mean, and I'm the furthest thing away from a gear guy. And I did it for real thousands of times. You know, if your only concern is shooting people, then my main concern, my primary thing that I'm training on is being fast with my gun. The gear is second. I mean, Christ, I probably wouldn't even have wore a plate carrier if they didn't make me.
I was
a little bit weird when I did it. I honestly could have cared less if I got shot or not.
Hang on over there if you will. Talking, this is Think Aim Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is raising interest rates once again in a bid to fight inflation. The increase is 0.75 percentage point. The Fed has steadily hiked rates this year as inflation reached a record high earlier this year. North Korea fired more than 20 missiles on Wednesday, one of which landed near South Korea. Speaking to reporters on Wednesday, White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the missiles did not pose a threat to U.S. personnel or territory.
We, of course, condemn these missile launches and the DPRK's reckless decision to fire a missile below the de facto maritime boundary with the Republic of Korea.
The Philadelphia Phillies will host the Houston Astros tonight in Game 4 of the World Series. First pitch set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
All right. Welcome back from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load, and this is Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. And you guys were talking about the various kits you wear. Now, I want to ask a question about the plate carrier, because one, I never trained with one, so I never ran with one.
Yeah.
Plate carriers only work if you get shot in the plates, right?
Yep. Well, that's why they started adding shoulder plates.
So, in your real world experience, how often would people actually take a hit on the plate?
I've never seen it.
Never seen it.
No, I've never seen it. It has happened at the building or where I came from. But yeah, the guys that I've seen shot has always been legs and arms.
Well, that's an easy day.
I mean, that's a better place to get shot instead of the neck or face.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody.
But does. They have 100% saved lives where I came from. So it has happened. I have never seen it.
What kind of plates did they have you guys running? Were they ceramic, some sort of mixture, steel? What were you guys running?
Yeah, I think so. It had to have been because they were light in the front and back. The side plates that they eventually started making us wear were the steel plates, but the ones in the front and the back, I think, were ceramic.
But I mean,
it's crazy how I've been out of the game for a while, and I had some SWAT guys at a class, and they had their plate carriers with them. I grabbed one, and I was like, man, you guys are getting over it. Like, I thought they had not put the plates in.
Right.
Because the kit was so light. And they're like, no, the plates are in there. And I was like, holy, I mean, it was crazy.
Did they have the floating plates in there? I know they've come up with some plates that will actually float.
I think they were, I don't know which ones they were. I don't know, like, what the plate was made out of, but I know the plates were paraclete.
Okay. Anyway. Enough of me. Once again, back to thinking. Fire Lee, I know you were on, you were going in a direction with us.
Yeah.
Please do.
We got a bunch of questions we have not gotten to for a couple of months. So I'm getting hate mail because we're not answering questions. Andrew in Oregon says, just to clarify some of Bob's comments, you don't carry a sheath knife. It seems a knife is a pretty handy thing to have.
Nope, never did.
Okay.
Why not? Again, I mean, I wouldn't. There was some old timers that still wore those on a kit. It's just more weight, more bulk. They're flapping all over the place. I did carry a knife, but like a big, like what you see in all the movies, you know, sheath knife, Bowie knife type thing. That was just never a thing. It never was a thing for me. Maybe I knew three guys total that actually carried a knife on their belt, like a big one. And that's why like the knives that I came out with years ago didn't have a tip on it, because most of the knives, like the knife that I did carry, it was just always used for prying. It's never used for fighting. You know, it was just a tool, and I'd always break the tip off. So I was like, well, if I ever came up with a knife, I'm going to have no tip on that sucker, and that's the reason.
Yeah, you got to reintroduce that.
I know, I do. No big knives on target.
Yeah. Okay, does Bob offer tactical shotgun classes? I am having a hard time finding one.
Yeah, well, that's probably because it's out of date. No, I do not do any shotgun classes.
Yeah, I mean, I've taken a few over the years when I was a policeman. You know, it's all about the reload. As far as hitting, you know, trap and skeet, sporting clay is great training for that. But, you know, if you're going to run a shotgun right, it's all about the reload. So the faster, the better. My shotgun is no longer my go-to gun. Bob's carbine is, but. Get an 870 and get out and just practice reload after reload after reload, because the reloads on a shotgun are so damn slow.
Yeah.
These three gun guys have got it down to a T. I mean, they're reloading machines.
Yeah. Like half the competition is just whoever can reload faster, fast enough or faster.
Yeah. I don't see anybody teaching them shotgun anymore.
Yeah,
other than law enforcement. Do you?
Yeah.
I mean, is there anybody out there?
I don't know. I don't see it. I don't see it very often. No one has come to the range to give a shotgun class. So.
Yeah. Well, good luck. And again, practice the reload. Amanda, what do each of you use for home defense?
Okay. What do you use, Lee?
I got your AR set up exactly like I like it. And now with that new sling on it, it's ready to go in the safe, yet that sling is just cinched up real tight right next to the gun so I can pull it in and out of the safe really easily.
Yep, nice.
I don't have to worry about it snagging on stuff like I did my old Magpul single point.
I like it.
Yeah. What about you?
I'd have a Staccato by my bed.
I go
pistol. I'm not saying that's the answer, but I'm pretty proficient with a pistol. So it comes down to laziness. It's easy to put on my right next to my bed. Yeah, I mean, you know, because I have close in, and I'm not saying that should be the choice for majority of people. But like home defense type stuff, I don't need anything bigger than that. But look at how many years I've done this.
Do you have a flashlight mounted on your weapon?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll say this. You know, the reason I don't use a handgun for home defense is because I'm not as good as Bob with the handgun.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's the right choice for the majority of people. Going back to shotgun, I mean, I've always said shotgun's probably going to be the better choice for most people that don't train.
Right.
So, just like all answers, shooter choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's what I use.
Yeah, I would say, you know, I like the AR because, like your AR, I've never had a malfunction, and it's got 30 rounds in it, and it's got an incredible optic on top made by EOTech and a good flashlight. It's everything I want.
Yep.
And
do you
not at all.
Now, is your AR, is it carbine length, Lee?
Yeah, it's got the 14-inch barrel with a pinned, what is it, 14 and a half, Bob?
Yeah.
Pin?
Yep.
So, yeah, you don't need a 10-incher, 7-incher, 2-incher. I can handle that firearm really well. I trained on an 870, so it's a lot lighter and a lot quicker. Last question. What is ready up drill?
Ready up. It's your constant in any gunfight you'll ever get into. No matter what the situation, no matter the scenario, the ready up drill has to happen. So all it is you bring the gun up, get inside, pitch, pull the trigger. And it is 100% your constant in every gunfight.
So it's sweet.
Simple. I mean, low ready or high ready, all you're doing is driving the gun up to target, get inside, picture, pull the trigger. That is what the ready up drill is.
Handgun, carbine, same thing.
Yeah, so I call come out of the holster ready up drill, but it's just a ready up drill come out of the holster. But it's the same thing. Once it comes out of the holster, it needs to get up on target, and you need to get sight picture, and then you need to pull the trigger. But it still doesn't go away for handgun. It's just you're usually coming out of the holster. But you can still do it at low ready. So, like for LE guys, if they were going into a house, and they were out of the holster, they're probably going to be at chest position or at low ready. It's still driving the gun to target, get the sight picture, pull the trigger.
What do you think of high or high ready?
I have nothing against it. And I would never tell any teams to not do it. The biggest reason why I don't like high ready is the majority of people that do high ready for CQB, or they call it high port. So are you talking high? Is that what you're talking about? High port?
Yeah. Hang on. I want to hear this because I was too busy listening to be minding the clock. You guys hold on to that thought. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and this is also Think, Aim, Fire. When we last left off, Bob was about to explain the difference between high ready and low ready, although I want to ask you a question, Bob, simply because I've heard this, and I just want to know if this is actually true or not. I've heard that the reason a lot of people do high ready is they watch these SEAL Team 6 movies and all this other stuff, and the reason the SEAL teams have high ready is because they don't want to blow a hole through their rubber boat.
Yeah, so that would be a reason. It is kind of funny when it. So we call it high port because high ready, like from low ready to high ready, from where I'm from and what I do, high ready is just you've been on target. The guy goes behind a building or he goes behind a car or something. You're waiting for his head to pop out, you'd be at high ready. So your gun's still beneath your head, but it's almost up on target. You just look on the sight. That's what I call high ready. High port, I think, is what we call it. I think what you're talking about is when the gun is, the muzzle's facing skyward.
Yep. Yep.
So yeah, when it comes to high port, I've heard, I don't want to bust on the SEALs, but like, I've asked numerous dudes like that I've worked with in the years, like, why do you guys do high port? And it seems like I always get a different answer. You know, like I've heard the boat thing. I've heard like the not shooting the rubber boat. I've heard the high port because of on ships, you're going up the tight ladders. And then I've heard high port, like coming into a room, it's easier to butt stroke someone. It seems like I always got a different answer. Like it made me think, like they don't even know why they're doing high port. They're just doing it because they've always done it.
They're doing it because they were told to do it.
Well, I'm not saying that's the case, but after hearing different versions, I'm like, well, you guys don't have like one set reason. Okay. And the biggest reason why I don't like high port I have nothing against high port. I would never tell anyone not to do high port. The reason why I don't think it's the better idea, because most teams that do high port for a CQB situation, like anytime they're entering the room building, they're going in high port. But then when you see them shooting on the range, they're doing everything from low ready. Like they're bringing the gun up to target. Like to do their practicing on the range.
Okay.
So now they're doing something totally different than what they do when they come into a room. So like if you're a high port team, anytime you're on the range practicing bringing the gun to target, you should be doing it from high port.
Well, back to the Q&A, if that answered the question that you asked there, Lee, if you're ready to go back to the Q&A.
Yeah, I'm not. So if I'm at high port, I'm kind of I could be blocking the target with my gun, right?
That's what I was thinking. You got to sweep in front of your line of sight in order to bring the weapon down.
I've heard that too. But then on the flip side of that, I've heard I think it was the DEA SRT guys or just a SWAT team, but I heard it. So they do high port, and we were talking about it, and I told them my spiel on why I like low ready and whatever, and they were like, well, the reason why they did high port, they did a study, and they were watching new guys that were coming to the team, or when they were, like, at selection, whatever they had, when they were going into a room at low ready, their eyes were looking at the gun. So they were coming into the room with their head down. Just because, you know, you're, and that is natural to your eyes to want to be on the gun sometimes. So then they had, so going through the study of this happening, they found out that if they were at high port, the guys going through the door, going into the rooms, if the gun was up and their eyes were looking at the gun, at least their head was up and they could still see in front of them. That's the flip side to that. Like, I actually thought that was a good reason. Like, if you actually had a reason for doing high port, and it was to force guys to keep their head up.
Sounds like a bunch of rather than looking down at your gun because of me. That's LARPing.
Yeah,
stuff.
I don't see it.
So, but I don't. I've done the whole like gun in front of your face. Like people say, don't put your pistol in front of your face to do a reload. If my rifle's in front of my face or my gun or handgun's in front of my face, I can still see everything in front of me. It's not obstructing my view, so I wouldn't use that as a one not to use high port.
Okay, but I'm clear now.
I mean, it doesn't matter. Either way is fine. It's just whatever way you're going to do it, that's how you should be training on the range.
Right. Okay, Anonymous, is DeSantis anti-gun? No, he's not. I did some stories on him at an event where guns were banned in a public building. I doubt the governor knew about it. He's still a great guy. If you love your firearms, Charlie Crist, his opponent, supports all of Joe Biden's control agenda, including, quote-unquote, assault weapon ban, magazine ban, standard capacity magazine ban. DeSantis is not anti-gun. I think he just got some really bad advice from staff. Politicians are only as good as their worst staff member. And then there were a few questions about why I wrote that story. I work for a pro-gun organization, not a pro-Republican organization. Last question, and I think we got Bill to blame for this one.
Oh, no.
Because he was talking about two-man CQB. Is two-man CQB legit, and do you teach it? Blah, blah, blah.
I mean, anything can be legit on CQB. Like,
right.
I don't, because if you only have two guys, well, then you got two-man CQB. It's legit. And if you have a five-man team you're going in, or at least Ranger Battalion, SF, it wasn't wartime, anything, pretty much anything goes, but like book answer, you never went in a room with two people. You waited until you had three people, but that's straight up book answer. That's not how we did it overseas, especially at the unit. So yeah, if that's all you have, then you're doing two-man CQB.
It breaks down into the details, right? Because everybody's in charge of a lot of little miniature details about what they're looking for and where they're coming to and where they're going to meet and everything. And when you have more people, then you have more coverage.
And well, that's why it was always like you didn't go into a room until you had three people. But it's an active shooter situation or a hostage rescue situation. You're not going to wait for, well, we don't have three or four. Let's wait here for 5 minutes. No, you're going.
Yeah.
So for this certain situation dependent, take two-man CQB is 100% legit, especially for cops now.
Yeah.
We have 2 minutes left, by the way, but question is, is that effective? Does that work?
Oh, yeah. I mean, one man's CQB can work. But then if you're going into the concept of CQB, it doesn't matter if it's a one man going in or five men going in, if there's someone in a room with the gun up at the door, and you try doing CQB, the whole violence action, left, right, you're going to do it fast enough to where he's going to be confused and which guy is he going to shoot first. Someone's getting shot. Like, CQB doesn't work if someone's in the room ready for you to come in. Like, someone is going to be freaking shot, 100%.
Unless you throw a flashbang, right?
Well, that's why flashbangs are so important when you go out for real.
Yeah. Which, unfortunately, are like the HK416 we talked about, not civilian legal.
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, there's other things you could do, though, right? I mean, you can... There's a lot of things that can be done that are distracting, right?
Break a
window. Say, look over there, elephant. You know, there's all kinds of things.
Well, we'll get back into the CQB next week.
So, yeah, but I haven't done any two-man CQB now for classes.
Okay.
I find it very interesting what you said about shotgun, that you don't teach shotgun. I have a shotgun, but I mean, I don't. I've never fired my shotgun.
Yeah, I have one too. I just never use it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it'd be
great. It's great for pheasant hunting.
It's for what? What kind of outings?
It's great for pheasant hunting.
Pheasant hunting.
Yeah.
I'll have to watch out for those next time in the backyard. Before I run out of time, you can find Mr. Williams. You can find him in a variety of places, gunrider.substack.com. You can find him at armedamericannews.com, and he's the investigative reporter at Second Amendment Foundation. And Mr. Keller, the name of his company is Gamut Resolutions. There you can go to him and learn how to expeditiously deanimate an attacker.
Best training in the world.
Best training in the world. Thank you guys for joining me today.
Heck yeah.
Absolutely.
Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Locked & Loaded.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.